Hey guys, so I'm back with another segment, and if you have been supporting my podcast, I appreciate you guys so much. If you'd like to support my podcast, it's only 99 cents a month. All you gotta do is just click on this podcast and click support podcast and so on. So let's get on with the segment. I wanted to talk about mental health. I've been wanting to talk about mental health for like almost a week now, but I decided to do my podcast once a week because I feel like I do it like a lot, so I just kind of wanted a break and just want to do it once a week from now on until I have like more content to talk about. So I commented on my social media, posted it. I said, let's talk about mental health. Why do you think society does not take mental health seriously? And then another person has commented and they said, because some people be boosting and just looking for attention. I'm really going through something. I'm not going to post about it on social media. Every chance I get, people really don't care. I said, yeah, and people are just nosy and want to see your downfall. I'm like that too. Never post, but I never want people to know my business, and I don't want fake sympathy. And then one more person has commented, because some people use their mental health as an excuse for their wrong actions. She never like told me why she said that or like any example or any experiences that she had. But I'm assuming that she had like a lot of experiences with people that uses their mental health as an excuse, which some people do use it as an excuse, which is kind of sad because like mental health is a real thing and a real battle and a real struggle that people deal with in this society. And then another person has commented, because nobody understands mental health. Then you have the people who think it's cool to say they have anxiety / depression and have to normalize the topic. I said, yeah, or attention seekers on social media too. Because like some people think it's like cute in a way to have mental health. Like they'll post on social media, oh my God, anxiety this. Oh my God, my disorder this, my disorder that. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you are on social media and you see people post about it and think the shit is cute basically, and they want like to seek attention, then you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Another person has commented, I think they want to try to sweep it under the rug to ignore the fact that this should have been researched way sooner and to avoid having to invest in which should have been long ago, my opinion anyways. I said agreed. Another person has commented, because it is not an ailment, you can see it is all in your head. Smart people can have it, pretty people can have it, successful people can have it, and you would never know. And the most social people can have it too. And that's what I commented. And then she said, I have it. I have clinical depression and social anxiety. Nobody would ever guess. Some people don't believe me. A lot of times it's the brightest of us who have the hardest times. And I said, damn. And I actually inboxed her because I didn't want like social media to know about like her mental like health and stuff. Like me, I don't want anybody to like judge me or anything like that about my mental health, so I just don't talk about it. Like I just talk about it personally to like people that I know or people who struggle with the same thing that I struggle with. Like I don't basically cry wolf on social media because of it, and I just push through and just keep it to myself because I don't want fake sympathy. That's what I said in the comments, and that's what I believe in, is that I would never want fake sympathy over mental health ever in life. Like if you were in my life to begin with, don't try to be in my life now to be nosy about what I'm going through. You know what I mean? Like I'm very a closed book when it comes to that kind of stuff. Another person has commented, because when you actually go through something that has mental health involved, either people shrug it off like it's nothing, or they just flat out ignore you, or worse yet, they say something along the lines of, it's not that serious, you'll get over it. But what people don't or refuse to understand is that regardless of what it is, just because it's not visible doesn't mean it's there at all. And I said, yep. Another person has commented, a lot of people who don't have mental health issues don't understand it and plain out don't want to deal with it. I had a friend who would give me shit about my anxiety, telling me to suck it up and stop being a bitch and to just do things even though my anxiety would stop me. And then a few years later, she started getting really bad anxiety, maybe a little worse than mine. So she tells me that she now understands that it's not easy to deal with it and is now dealing with people doing the same exact thing to her. Also, a lot of people don't want to deal with someone who is depressed because it's more than a hassle. especially dealing with chronic depression, it really sucks. I said, I'm glad your friend realized mental health is no joke. And sometimes people who don't understand mental health, they don't have much to say about it. Sometimes they say like, oh, damn, that sucks. Or they don't know how to react to it unnecessarily. Or they will just tell you to just get over it. And that's just literally how it is in society. I feel like society should have educated people more on mental health instead of people manipulating the fact that they have mental health or self-diagnose themselves and like basically like attention seek on social media, because that's the only reason that people know about like mental health is through social media or like somebody who is self-diagnosing themselves and they're just saying, oh, I have anxiety and craving attention. I don't know. It's just there are weird people like this in this world. And I'm just going to say how it is on this podcast, because I have seen like a lot of people on my social media for like the longest time who would like try to like seek attention over mental health or self-diagnose themselves. It's like that stuff is serious. And I feel like if you really want to cry for help, then like call the suicide hotline or call a friend, call your family. But don't post, don't take time out of your day to post on social media and keep on posting and not get help. So yeah. And then another person has commented on my Instagram. She said, I feel like it's one of those things that some people think that just by saying, oh, get over it, or just stop thinking like that, automatically think that will make us feel better. But it's a process, just like when you break your hand, it's a process to heal. And you have to go through so much to get it working again. It's the same as mental illness, but because you can't see it, it's quote unquote imaginary. So yeah, that's just my quick segment of the night. It's on mental health. Some people just need to take it seriously. Some people need to not joke about it. Some people need to how do I say this? I'm not trying to sound rude, but don't go on social media for pity. And half the people on your social media you don't talk to, because think about it. On Facebook and on Instagram, do you talk to everybody on your Facebook and your Instagram and your Snapchat? Probably not. And it's like you got to talk to the people who you're 100% close to and 100% trust, instead of going to basically the whole world and your whole profile and just try to seek attention on social media with mental health illness and mental health. Mental health is a really big thing in the society, and I feel like people should take it really seriously. People should study it. People should learn it, and people should be more sympathetic when it comes to mental health if you don't have it. And if you're not that sympathetic, then I feel like you should go and basically go and get some help in a way, like with learning how to cope with somebody or being with somebody with mental health, or being a friend of somebody with mental health and like dealing with it and being there for them instead of telling them to like get over it. Because I feel like people in the society just says, oh, get over it, like everybody else has been saying, and nobody is basically speaking up about it unless something really, 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 really bad or really serious happens. And I feel like people try to take it seriously when something serious happens, and we need to prevent that kind of stuff, is just take it more seriously. So yeah, that's my segment of the night. Follow me on Instagram, which will be SHARDEY17. And if you guys ever don't have anybody to talk to, call the suicide hotline. I don't have the hotline on me, but I do have the texting phone number, which will be 741-741. And again, the number is 741-741. You just text that and they will automatically get you to a representative who could speak to you about what you're going through. It's just something that you could just talk to people about. Like, I used to give old friends that phone number to like text when they don't have anybody to talk to. And you gotta get some help. You do. And if you don't, then I feel like you should just pray on it. Just pray to God that you're just to heal your mind. So yeah, I'm very tired right now. I'll be back at the end of this week with another segment. So I hope you guys have a beautiful and a wonderful night. And if it's morning time, wherever you are, good morning and good night. Bye.